USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 100 Afghanistan refugees are being flagged for possible ties to terrorist organization. According to NBC News, of the 30,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan and headed to the United States, some 10,000 needed additional screening as of Friday. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin blasts the screening process for the Afghan refugees.
The State Department is basically running a human trafficking ring. It is clear that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration, they're just waving people through on parole. I believe this is deliberate.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Over 600,000 people in Louisiana are still without power after Hurricane Ida. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying it could take at least 3 weeks for power to be restored to everyone in the state. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A Category 3 hurricane could brush by Bermuda this week. Hurricane Larry is currently centered about 900 miles east of the Caribbean islands with winds of 125 miles an hour and could strengthen into a Category 4 hurricane before the day is over. The National Hurricane Center says ocean swells from Larry could reach the United States by midweek, causing life-threatening surf and dangerous rip currents. NASA's Mars rover scores a phenomenal accomplishment.
NASA's Mars rover has successfully collected its first sample of a Martian rock. The Perseverance rover drilled into a rock roughly the size of a briefcase on the surface of the red planet on Wednesday after previous attempts to gather a core sample failed when those samples broke. NASA says it hopes to gather new data on the climate and geological history of Mars and find insight into the microbial life on the planet from the samples. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Legendary Today Show weatherman Willard Scott has died at the age of 87. Al Roker posting the news on social media saying Scott passed away peacefully Saturday morning, surrounded by his family. Roker also calling Scott a beloved member of the Today Show family, his second dad, and the ultimate broadcaster. Reaction continuing to come in after Texas passes a new abortion law.
Political strategist Layla Pierney on Friday hailed Texas' new abortion law, telling Newsmax it was something Texans wanted.
The fact that we have states' rights is what makes America so wonderful. Who knows better the citizenry and what the citizenry wants than the state itself? And this is something that Texans wanted.
The Supreme Court on Wednesday upheld a Texas law banning most abortions in the state, a move blasted by President Joe Biden and other Democrats as an affront to women's health care. That brings up the question of birthing people.
Isn't it so bizarre? I thought that men were considered birthing people from now on with the left. Who's going to tell the left that it's time for them to pick one side over another? I'm so proud on this day to be a Texan.
The law bans abortions in Texas once a fetal heartbeat has been detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.